Jim McGuinness wrote in his book about, and I don't know whether he's changed on this, but as Colin McFadden reached to punch that ball to the back of the net, he didn't want it to happen because they hadn't played to their principles.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Sligo Rovers boss John Russell, you must be feeling, well, I suppose, flabbergasted maybe like the rest of us, but I'd say really delighted with the performance your team put in the second half.
Yeah, top class second half. You know, to put in the performance first half, we were disappointed. We had to say a few harsh words at half time. Look, it wasn't that Cork were playing really well. It was off our own decision making, poor decisions, poor play. And to go 1-0 down was really frustrating. But second half, we came out and we were a different animal. We actually started the second half well, but then we get sucker punched, go 2-0 down. But the character of the group, not to panic, to keep their composure, get the ball down and control the game and dominate and create chances. And Owen Elling gets us back in the game. He's an incredible talent. And all our players stepped up tonight. We made a little tweak with Seb going to right back, and we kept our attackers on the pitch. And we looked a threat, and, you know, we got the second goal, and I could feel it, we were going to win it. But then football, bloody hell, if we miss a chance, no one goes down, hits the crossbar, and then we go down and get the winner. Incredible scenes at the end, and it's a huge 3 points for us tonight.
Yeah, I know last week against Dundalk you made kind of, you know, player changes and tactical tweaks because the way that midfield was kind of flooded by Dundalk. You kind of held off at half-time this time around. Was there a reason for that?
I think it's such a big game, and you don't want to be too rash. Sometimes you can make too many changes and you can lose the run of the game, and I felt that it wasn't that the players were having an off night in terms of 45 minutes. Sometimes that happens and you have to hold your nerve and speak to the players and give them that opportunity to come out, because I believe in this group even during the tough moments this season, and it was about them showing their reaction and showing their character, and they did that second half. Even to concede so early again and go 2-0 down, we stuck to the game plan. We stuck to what we're about as a group. You know, we're consistent in how we want to play, and that really pleased me tonight, because it was in the melting pot. You're 2-0 down, crowd's getting behind Cork, and you know, for us that's a massive statement to come back and win the game 3-2.
In the first half, they really had those three midfielders kind of sitting deep in front of the back four, and it kind of made it hard for James McManus, maybe even Quirk, to pick out those balls into the attack. Elding was kind of struggling a bit. Do you feel that kind of opened up a little bit in the second half?
Yeah, no, it definitely did. So we tweaked it in terms of being a 1 and a 2 in the middle, and look, our ball speed, that was the key. It was too slow. Like, our centre backs were taking touch, giving opportunities for Cork to jump us and get nicks and feed the energy in the crowd, and it was too much. We were horseshoeing and went centre back to full back, and we were getting trapped. It wasn't coming back inside with speed the way we know we can do it, and that was the message at half time. Was, let's be like us in the second half, you know, show what you're about. This is what we're built to do, and they showed their minerals.
Were you surprised by anything Cork did in the game tonight? Like, you kind of...
Look, you're going into a little bit of an unknown. I know they brought in a few players, no more than ourselves, and, you know, I suppose they've left out a couple of players that have done well for them this season, and we knew the importance of the game for them, and they were going to be full steam at us, and that's what it was in the first half. You know, we had to weather that storm, but in terms of the shape and structure, we knew what we were coming up against. For me, as the manager looking at it, was like, we just needed to be better in terms of breaking the press and breaking through the thirds. We just showed a bit too much just slow and lethargic, I felt, in the first half. But second half, we controlled it and dominated it.
Elding showed great composure for that goal as well, to get you back into the game.
Yeah, look, he's an incredible talent. He's always a threat. Even first half, look, we didn't get him much chances, but he's dropping into pockets, he's getting turned, he's looking to make things happen for a kid of his age. And big moments this season, you're 2-0 down and he's our go-to guy. And he could have had a second, then he goes, breaks through the centre in the box. And, you know, for me, he just keeps getting better and better each game, and he's become a real leader.
2-2 for Paddy McLean. He's prolific.
He is. I just said to him there. Yeah, he's nearly top goal scorer. But that's the reason you bring these players into the club, to make us better. He's made us better in and out of possession. And that was one thing, looking at him at previous clubs. He's a threat on set plays. He attacks the ball so well. And he's got that enthusiasm. He's, even though he's 28, he wants to train every day and play the games. And there's no... Even if he has a knock, he wants to go again, and he's been brilliant for the group. He's a real leader, and delighted with that header, because it gets us back to 2-2.
11 ahead of Cork City now, but you're only 3 behind Galway United. They got beaten tonight. You're surely looking up the table now, are you?
Yeah, that's been our mentality all the time. We're constantly looking up. We know we had a slow start to the season. I think it's been a running theme for us at Sligo. Every year you lose your best players, and you're bringing in 10, 11, 12 players, and it takes time to gel. And what we have proven as the season goes on each year, we get stronger, we get slicker in how we want to play, and obviously adding a bit of quality in the transfer window has definitely helped. It ultimately comes down to good players as well, and that's our mentality at Sligo. We are looking up. We weren't happy where we were. I think before the mid-season break we were 10th, sitting bottom, but you know, we've still had huge belief in the players even though we were down there, because it's about believing in what you're doing and being consistent in your actions even when things go against you. And the character of the group, we spoke at length previously about this, and tonight that came true. You're 2-0 down, everyone's going against you, things can unravel, but it didn't.
The lights are going against us, John, here, so I better say goodnight. Congrats on the win and thanks for stopping.
Cheers, thanks, Stephen.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Here, I wish our guys would puff the chest out potentially more, but listen, the champions thing, the trophy's gone back now. I wish our guys would puff the chest out potentially more. It's not sitting up in there in an office and we're not polishing it every day. It's there for anybody to win and we have to win it again. It's not ours anymore. So the trophy is gone back. It's a good mindset to have. It's not ours anymore. We all start again on level points, so we're champions. We didn't get a head start this year. The trophy's gone back now. Really good position. It's a tight league. But for sure, yes, our players can puff their chest out more. But the trophy is gone back. The trophy's for anybody's to win. It's not ours anymore.